The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Today is Monday, the third week of Easter. This is Father Stephen Reynolds, the pastor of St. Elizabeth Ann Seton Catholic Church in Houston, Texas. God always wants to give us more, and what he wants to give is always beyond our expectations. That much is clear from the words Jesus speaks to those who had followed him after the multiplication of the loaves and fish. Jesus says to them, and this is taken from today's gospel from John chapter 6, "Amen, amen, I say to you, you are looking for me, not because you saw signs, but because you ate the loaves and were filled. Do not work for food that perishes, but for the food that endures for eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you." Jesus wants to raise the sights and the vision of those who seek him. He doesn't criticize this crowd for having limited motives, but Jesus tells them that there is more in store for them. If we had been among that people, John says that there were 5,000 men, and this number doesn't include the women and the children, we would have run after Jesus as well. We would have followed him as well. And if someone like this could perform such a wondrous miracle, multiplying this little bit of food to feed so many, from which we would have personally benefited, what more could he do? We would have been curious. True, some might have followed Jesus out of mere curiosity, but that doesn't mean they didn't have goodwill. You know, as long as one is sincere, Jesus will tolerate mixed motives, at least at the beginning. But he'll always challenge us to look more deeply and to be changed and converted more completely. It's ironic that by feeding the crowd, Jesus makes them hungry. But they're no longer hungry for mere physical food. They've had their fill of that. But for something else that they can't yet identify. But Jesus can identify it. It's their hunger. Hunger for an interior, which is an expression of an interior yearning that only God can fill. And as Jesus filled the stomachs of those who were present for the miracle of multiplication, he will fill the souls of those who will receive an eternal food that only Jesus can give. The miracle that Jesus works, all of his miracles, are meant to awaken in their beneficiaries a desire to be freed not only from physical want, but from spiritual corruption. The Catechism expresses it in these words. This is from paragraph 549. "By freeing some individuals from the earthly evils of hunger, injustice, illness, and death, Jesus performed messianic signs. Nevertheless, he did not come to abolish all evils here below, but to free men from the gravest slavery, sin, which thwarts them in their vocation as God's sons and causes all forms of human bondage." In the days that follow, a continuous reading from John chapter 6 will speak with greater specificity about the bread that Jesus will give, which is nothing other than his very body and blood, under the appearance of bread and wine. The Holy Eucharist is this bread, and when we are prepared and properly disposed, we may receive him in Holy Communion at Mass. If anyone has been away from the Eucharist for a long time, either because they've drifted away from Christian discipleship or have been constrained by limitations in our present situation, perhaps they ought to return. Perhaps you ought to return. A good confession will clear the path for a worthy reception of this sacrament. So let's ask Jesus to free us from fear, to awaken in our hearts a true hunger for his presence, and to make it possible for us to receive him once again in his body and blood, his soul and his divinity. God bless you.